Hello everyone, I am Dr. C.J. Verghese, welcoming all of you to the Global GNM Health Tips Day 252. As told already, today's topic is the SBS of the conjunctiva, lens and cornea. As usual, we will start with the origin and functions of these three organs. You know that all these organs have very important functions to discharge in the vision process. We will see them one after the other. Out of these three, conjunctiva is the outermost one. It is a thin and very clear layer of mucous membrane lining the white part of the eyes called sclera and the inner part of the eyelids. Its main function is to keep the front surface of the eyeballs moist. This is done by producing tear fluid, which is mainly produced by the special tear-producing glands called tear glands. Next, we will take up the organ of the eye, the cornea. It is also a transparent structure covering the pupil and the iris. With the activity of refraction, it controls the entry of light into the eye. That means it controls the incoming light to fall on the lens, which again refracts it to focus onto the retina. Lens is a crystalline structure located behind the iris and kept in place by the ciliary muscles. The shape of the lens is altered by these ciliary muscles at different times so that the sharper images of objects of various distances might fall on the retina by the refocusing function of the lens. That means not only the lens but the cornea also has the power to focus light, thus fine-tuning the vision process. Since we are discussing the organs and tissues controlled from the cerebral cortex, it is needless to say that the cornea, lens and the conjunctiva are originated from the ectoderm part of the embryonic germ layer and consists of squamous epithelium. The brain controlling center of these three organs is found in the sensory cortex of the cerebral cortex. Here again, there is a crossover correlation from brain to these organs. That means the conjunctiva, the cornea and the lens of the right eye are controlled from the left side of the sensory cortex and those of the left eye are controlled from the right side of the sensory cortex. Now we are going to learn the most important point in this SBS of the conjunctiva, cornea and lens. The biological conflict linked to these organs is a visual separation conflict or having lost sight of someone. This happens when a beloved person moved away or left or even when dead. You must understand that the biological conflict of the tissues or organs, the outer skin of eyelids and the eyelid gland ducts are also the same visual separation conflict. This conflict can occur when someone loses the sight of a pet also. Again, the same conflict can be related to not being allowed to see someone, maybe a grandchild, a lover, a friend or a relative in the hospital, or not wanting to see someone as when he says, "Get out of my sight." This can also be a fear of not being able or not being permitted to see a particular person. If the conjunctiva is affected, we can conclude that the visual separation conflict was a moderate type. If the cornea is affected, the conflict was of more severe type, and if the lens is affected, the conflict was still very intense. Remember, the conflict is experienced by each individual in his or her own subjective manner. As we learned in case of eyelid gland ducts, this visual separation conflict can be only about people or animals like pets, but never about objects like a toy, a car or a precious jewelry item, etc. It is now easy for you to remember that all tissues and organs derived from the ectoderm and controlled from the sensory, premotor sensory and post-sensory cortex have their biological conflicts as territorial, sexual, or separation conflicts. This lesson is in accordance with the evolutionary reasoning. Before entering into the CA phase, healing phase, etc. of the biological special program of conjunctiva, cornea, and lens, remember that there is outer skin sensitivity pattern, meaning hyposensitivity during CA phase and epileptoid crisis, and hypersensitivity during the healing phase. Now we are moving on to see the CA phase symptoms of the SBS of conjunctiva, cornea, and lens. It is nothing but ulceration in those organs because they are all originated from the ectoderm and controlled from the cerebral cortex. As in the case of SBS of the skin, where there is a separation conflict as the biological conflict, here in this SBS of the conjunctiva, cornea, and lens also, where there is a visual separation conflict, there is an accompanied short-term memory loss. In conjunctiva, these ulcerations can cause dryness, like the dryness in the SBS of the tear glands, excretory tear ducts, and the eyelid gland ducts. In cornea, the prolonged ulcerations lead to keratoconus, where the round cornea becomes thin and pointed to bulge like a cone. Astigmatism with distorted and double vision is the result of asymmetrical or unequal shape of cornea. Nearsightedness or myopia occurs when the cornea's angle of curvature is too steep, and farsightedness or hyperopia occurs when the cornea's angle of curvature is too flat. The loss of crystalline cells in the lens causes improvement of reception of light and acuity of vision, thus serving the biological purpose of not fading the sight of a loved one anymore, thereby enhancing the distant vision and increasing the chance of detecting a lost pack member in the far distance. Friends, tomorrow we will continue with the healing phase symptoms of the SBS of the conjunctiva, cornea, and lens. With best wishes, I am Dr. C.J. Varghese from Kerala, India.